Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, In My Backyard, Lisa Brauss brings us her final installment about love and food.
In this third and final episode of our series about food and love, Wes Jarrell and Leslie Cooperband have spent a lot of time at farmers markets in the area, including Urbana's, selling their goat cheeses and other handmade goat's milk products. But it's not where they met. No, their initial meeting at an Agronomy Society conference in Las Vegas was actually quite a dirty affair.
We liked each other over soil chemistry and in particular soil phosphorus.
They're both soil scientists, you see. Wes and Leslie moved to Urbana-Champaign in 2003 so Wes could take over a department head job at the College of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences at the University of Illinois. They wanted a little house on a little bit of land that was reasonably close to town. When friends found the right place, Wes and Leslie took it. But goats were not part of the plan, yet.
At the time we found the land and were moving down here, we did not think about goats at all. We came for a peach. I wanted to plant a peach orchard. This was the upper northern edge of where you dare plant peaches. But I grew up eating fresh peaches out of the orchard. I wanted to do it the same on my place, and also I wanted to introduce other people to what it feels like to taste a peach off a tree.
Well, okay, they sort of were.
I definitely wanted to have fruit, but I was very interested in goat cheese. I loved goat cheese, and in particular, French-style goat cheeses that we had come to love from a goat cheese producer in Madison. So it was my idea to get a few goats and learn how to make cheese.
In just 10 years, some fruit trees, a few goats, and a yearning to learn how to make cheese has turned into something else altogether. It's a true multi-pronged food enterprise.
Right now, we are planning to milk 70 or more goats this year. We also bring in sheep milk from a herd of 50 or 60 sheep in Arthur. We make cheese with that in the order of 18,000 pounds of handmade artisan cheese on an average year. We also have an acre and a half or so of fruit trees. And, of course, we do local foods, slow foods dinners on the farm. We have a 14-dinner program during the year, as well as some special events at the farm. So, in a sense, we're a catering restaurant, but very much focused on getting people onto the farm to find out the source of their food and to open up their minds about the link between the land and the food.
We had to ask, how has this rapid ascent gone for them?
We often find ourselves knee-deep in or neck-deep in things that we probably should be pulling back from, but we both want to do, we keep wanting to do more and more and more. So that has its good side and its bad side.
But it was clear during the interview that the intensity of the partnership, with its many big decisions, some important successes and relatively few epic failures, the early mornings with goats and at farmers markets, the whirlwind preparations that they and their staff go through for the farm dinners, the commitment to sustainability and education, have done nothing to change the fact that they adore each other. It's obvious they do. Wes had injured his Achilles tendon a couple of weeks before while pushing a truck out of the mud, and Leslie picked up the slack while making sure he had everything he needed, much the same way he did when she injured her back a few years ago. These are two committed people to each other, to their farm's mission, and to the future.
We have become part of the prairie. So one from the West Coast, one from the East Coast. The incredible sky vistas, the incredible soil, the incredible people that have come to enjoy what we're trying to put together here and appreciate it has made it a terrific place to work on this. I would also say that we have a long way to go here in the Midwest, and it's very exciting to see it starting to come together, especially with younger people involved. at some point, we hope to be able to turn this over to some younger people. But that's down the road.
For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.